This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. If copper prices are one kind of economic indicator, which they are, rent is another. The investment giant Blackstone announced yesterday it's going to pay $10 billion to buy AIR Communities, A-I-R, AIR being short for Apartment Income REIT Corporation, REIT being short for Real Estate Investment Trust. The upshot of all those initials and acronyms is that Blackstone is now set to be the new landlord for 76 luxury apartment complexes in some of the highest priced markets in this country, Miami, LA, and Boston among them. The thing we are interested in, though, is that $10 billion price tag, a sign of life, perhaps, for the rental market, which has seen rents drop and vacancies rise the past couple of years. Marketplace's Matt Levin is on that one.
As an apartment broker in Austin, Texas, Garrett Dominey helps out-of-towners find higher-end apartments and helps landlords find out-of-town renters. Back when every Tesla worker and their mother was moving to Texas, he used to have a lot of success posting apartment ads to Craigslist. Back then,
you'll get a hit, maybe even within the day. Now it's weeks, month.
The pandemic-era mass migration to Texas is ebbing, but Austin renters also have more options now. A glut of newly constructed apartment buildings in the city has sent rents down 7% year over year, and landlords are getting more creative with their marketing.
We see gift cards, like you get like a $2,000 Amex gift card if you sign within 48 hours.
We're starting to see a return for concessions. So, you know, several years ago, that was not the case.
Caitlin Chagrou-Walter is VP of Research at the National Multifamily Housing Council. Nationally, about one in three rental listings on Zillow offer concessions, like a month of free rent or parking. Those enticements are way up in construction-friendly Sunbelt cities. Walter says the pandemic put a bunch of new developments on the same timeline.
Two properties are across from each other. One may have been originally slated to open in 2023, one in 2024. Now they're both opening in 2024, so they're competing for the same folks.
Record numbers of new apartments coming online have led to a 1% drop in the national median rent, says economist Chris Salviati at the Rental Data Site Apartment List. But those new apartments tend to serve higher income clientele.
That does impact the full market, but it has less of a direct impact on kind of those lower priced properties.
In other words, lower income renters aren't likely to get much of a discount, let alone a $2,000 gift card. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.